credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just to follow up on John's phone call, we all understand that the purpose of propaganda is to make the world the reverse of what it really is. Black is going to be white, up is going to be down, left is going to be right. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, warming is cooling, and the Muslims are bad. But history shows us what the world really is. In 1979, the American puppet ruler, the Shah of Iran, was kicked out by an Iranian people tired of being looted for the benefit of American corporations. Since 1979, under a supposed theocratic dictatorship of Islam, Iran has not invaded another country. Period. End of discussion. Meanwhile, Israel has attacked Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, assassinations without end, including the recent screw-up in Dubai, and the attack on the humanitarian aid flotillas in international waters. The United States, since 1979, has attacked, I got the list here, El Salvador, Libya, Sinai, Lebanon, Egypt, Grenada, Honduras, Chad, Persian Gulf, Libya, Bolivia, Iran, Persian Gulf, Kuwait, Iran again, Honduras, Panama, Libya again, Panama again, Colombia, Bolivia, and Peru, Philippines, Panama again, Liberia, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Zaire, Sierra Leone, Somalia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Macedonia, Haiti, Macedonia again, Bosnia again, Liberia, Central African Republic, Albania, Congo, Gabon, Sierra Leone, Cambodia, Iraq again, Guinea-Bissau, Kenya, Tanzania, Afghanistan, Sudan, Liberia, East Timor, Serbia, Sierra Leone, Yemen, East Timor again, Afghanistan, Yemen, Philippines, Cote d'Ivoire, Iraq, Liberia again, Georgia, Haiti again, Georgia again, Kenya, Ethiopia, Yemen, Eritrea, Pakistan, Somalia, South Ossetia, Syria, Yemen, Haiti, blah, 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 blah. Who's the threat to world peace? Who is the danger to global security? Which one of these three nations, the Islamic State of Iran, the Jewish state of Israel, or the predominantly Christian United States, would you like to have as a next door neighbor? If you want to sleep peacefully at night, please, everywhere that you see this nonsense about how Islam is the danger and the Muslims are the threat and Iran is the danger to world peace, please post this simple fact. Iran has been an Islamic state since 1979 and has not invaded another country in that time. Contrast that with Israel in the United States. We're going to go to the phones here. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andrea, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay. Here we are in Oklahoma. We had a big old snowstorm, and it looks like about 7 to 8 inches on the ground. If Texas is experiencing these blackouts, and so and the plants pushing the gas over into New Mexico and other states, and supposedly this EPA fine is, I guess, $35,000 a day for these plants to produce too much energy.
Yeah.
Why isn't more of the states, because we're all, you know, under snow and under blizzards, I mean, I think that would help wake up the people. And
well,
and the other thing I was...
That's what we're trying to do. With your call and our show, that's what we're trying to do, is realize they're being cut off from power and gas, and they're being allowed to freeze in order to fight global warming.
Well, I haven't heard of it in, like, Virginia and Boston and all the New York where they've had all this in Chicago. And then I also called about...
Okay, hang on. We got to take a break. Don't go away because I want to respond to what you just said. We'll be right back.
Help I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in response to your commentary, Andrea, about not seeing the rolling blackouts in places like Virginia, well, obviously, there are exemptions that are being handed out even now. We reported yesterday how General Electric's new plant in California has been granted an exemption from the limits on greenhouse gases because General Electric's CEO is a major campaign contributor to Barack Obama. But very, very simple explanation for why the blackouts are hitting predominantly the southwestern states. Up in the north, where you're used to harsh winters, the homes are insulated, and they are better able to withstand the extended deep cold that is coming in, and there's another big storm coming in even now. But down in places like Texas, where they're not used to this kind of weather, there's no insulation. And so when that weather comes down and the outside temperature plummets, you've got to turn up that heat, you know, rock and roll full tilt boogie. Here in Hawaii, we're in exactly the same situation. Our homes are not insulated. They don't need to be. The temperature normally just fluctuates within, you know, 10, 20 degrees during the entire year. And that's what makes it such a wonderful little place to live and a vacation getaway. But if we were to have a cold snap hit this place, we'd have to turn on our electric space heaters, just to stay warm. And that would increase demand. And that's why these power stations are going over the mandated caps. What I don't understand is why, during this period of an obvious emergency, those carbon caps are not being waived so that the power utilities are allowed to provide the electricity that people need. I guess nobody in Washington, D.C. is paying any attention. They're over too busy in Egypt trying to screw up the place over there. Look at the thing. The meetings today in Washington, D.C. are all about Egypt and Israel. Nobody at the top levels of our government is talking about how do we keep our own people from freezing to death. Oh, no, it's good for them. It'll toughen them up. It's good for global warming. It's all part of Agenda 21. People just have to get used to a reduced standard of living. Anything else, Andrea?
Yes, I did call my representative in the House, James Lamford, and asked about the Patriot Bill, and they didn't, as of yesterday at 5 o'clock, they hadn't voted on it yet. It was defeated this morning. Excellent.
Well, they're going to come back in another few days with a different version that's only going to require a simple majority. That one may pass, but yeah, you got to keep up the pressure. Because, you know, the dictatorship never backs down. We're on that part of our nation's history where the government must become a dictatorship merely to survive and perpetuate itself. From this point to eventual collapse of the federal government is a foregone conclusion now. It is an historical inevitability. We just have to, you know, hunker down and ride out the destruction while the money addicts go through their withdrawal.
Well, I love your show, Mike. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Don in Wisconsin. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, I have two items. And the first one is that I've worked in research for many, many years. And I worked with a lot of PhDs that came from Iran. And they are some of the most fair-minded, law-abiding some of the times when I would get upset and start getting upset with my co-workers and, you know, start yelling back and forth, he would say to me, you know, if a dog is by you barking at the dog, a dog barking at you, do you bark back at him? And I would say, no. He said, well, then why not just apply that here? They are humanitarian.
See, in my case, I did bark back at my dog, but I understand what you're saying. I remember the first time I met a Muslim in a situation where I got to know them really well. I was working on, I can't even remember the name of the movie, but it was in a shop in Hollywood, and the guy, like in the cubicle next to me, was Muslim, and he had these wonderful little sesame candies, and I got to know him and hang out with him, and he was just the nicest guy I ever met. And when you contrast that with the behavior of a lot of Americans and a lot of Israelis, the arrogance and obnoxious, and, you know, and anytime I need an example, I go back to my first wife's family, because my first wife was Jewish, and her family was just, they were some of the most racist people I'd ever seen, and her mother would come over to our home and say, oh, this is what you should do. You should buy curtains here, and you should do this, and it's like, she wants to be decorator in our home, and I would say, this is our home. Play decorator in your own place all you want. But don't come in here and presume that your role is to provide good taste for the rest of the world. And she got very upset with me that I didn't understand her job was to run around passing judgment on how everybody else was living. And it was just this horrible thing. I don't think any Muslim would come into your home and start criticizing the carpet and the wall coverings for you. And it's just, it really is when, you know, it's like that old saying, to walk a mile in their moccasins. You need to go out and you need to, you know, actually talk to some real Muslims, not these phonies running around like Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen and Zachary Chesser. Those are manufactured Muslim terrorists for the purpose of the media. But if you go out and talk to some real Muslims, they're nice people, and there really isn't a reason to want to hate them. That's why the media is trying so hard to create one for you. I think back to Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, and in that show was one of the most brilliant, insightful pieces of music to come out of musical theater. You tend to think of musical theater as it's fluffy, it's entertainment, it's music, and everybody's there to have a really good time. But there was this song that you've got to be carefully taught, and the lyrics are all about how you're brainwashed, you're growing up, you're taught who you must hate, who the enemy is, that your tribal allegiance is, that you must hate the people that your relatives hate, that your priests tell you to hate. And if you can break free of that, if you can become a hate heretic, which is what I see myself as, I'm not gonna let somebody else tell me who to hate.
I got one more thing, if I could, please.
Yeah, real quick.
I also listen to some other talk shows, and I know you don't like talking about others, but I listened to Coast to Coast with George Norrie, uh-huh. and I was always amazed that he never had anything good to say about anybody but the Israeli people. So I wrote him an email, and I said, how come everybody on your show, all your guests, all your book writers, more or less in general, are really just cracking heads with the Muslims, and the Jews can walk on water, and the Muslims, they can't even get the weather right. And he wrote back to me, you know what he wrote back? He says, I don't care what it is, if it's Jewish, I'm in support of it. That was his response.
Whoa, well, you know, I guess we can color him blue. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, little piece of history surfaced, which I put up at whatreallyhappened.com, and I have to admit, this one caught me by surprise. Now, I am, because of my own family history, well aware that hundreds of years ago, when the Jews were being persecuted by the Christians, that they found safe haven with the Muslims. And they got along just fine with them. But it turns out, apparently, you know, we've all seen Schindler's List and the Anne Frank stories and all the rest of it. But there's an aspect of World War II history most people don't understand, and that is that the Jews who succeeded in getting out of Nazi Germany and all of the places that were being invaded, as often and as not, were taken in the Muslim countries and given safe haven and protected and hidden. But you never see that part of it in the movies coming out of Hollywood. What we get from Hollywood is always, you know, Sieg Heil and Nazis and Hitlers and all the rest of that. And, oh, how horrible it all was. But the people who actually tried to help that are Muslims are completely ignored.
Do you know who Benjamin Friedman is?
I'm sorry?
Benjamin Friedman.
I've heard the name.
You should look up his writings and your guest or your audience. Benjamin Friedman has all that information historically about how the Jewish people said they would fall in with the British and undercut the German efforts if they would guarantee them a country when it was all over, because at that point in time, the Jews were living with the Germans in total peace and harmony.
Yeah, and not only that, it was, I think the reason that they got the Balfour Declaration was the promise that the Jews living in the United States of America would help get the U.S. into the war. And, that was part of the deal that was made there as well. So yeah, there's a lot of this back channel stuff going on. I had heard about that aspect of it. But to get back to our major focus here, when you hear all this stuff about how Islam is bad and evil and Iran is a threat or any other Muslim country is a threat to whatever, go back and look at the history of who is actually initiating the conflicts, who is starting the wars, who is doing the invading, who is attacking who. One of the articles that we have at whatreallyhappened.com is called Israel-Palestine, The Maps Tell the True Story. We constantly hear this caterwauling and whining about how, you know, the Arabs want to wipe Israel off the map. Remember when we got that mistranslation from Ahmadinejad? We're going to wipe Israel off the map. But if you look at the map, you'll see that Israel is doing the wiping. They're trying to wipe Palestine off the map. They're trying to grab Lebanon up to the Litani River. Now it looks like they're drooling over the Sinai. And again, the whole point of propaganda is to make you see black as white and up as down and left as right. And right now, it's to make you see Iran as the villain when Iran has not done anything. They haven't invaded anybody. And we need to get that out there and start changing the consciousness of the world, that if we want a peaceful world, we must support those who are peaceful. And if we want a world without war, we must withdraw our support from those who make war.
Maybe we could run you for president.
Oh, my goodness, I could never run for president. I won't lie to the American people. I did inhale both times, and I enjoyed it. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Leo in Mass. Aloha, Leo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, Leo, sorry. We've got to take a commercial break. Don't go away. I will take your call first when we come back from these commercials. Thank you.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we go back to the phones here, we have at whatreallyhappened.com a bunch of T-shirts and coffee mugs and stuff that we've made up that nobody has money to buy. But they've got some sayings and quotes on there, and I want to read you one that just seems very appropriate right now as we talk about Islam and Judaism and Christianity and who is peaceful and who's making war. And the quote goes, "You do not end injustice by being unjust. You do not end racism by being racist. You do not end hate by being hateful. You do not make people free at the point of a gun. You do not bring peace by making war." And it just seems very, very appropriate right now. And, you know, maybe after we avoid World War III, I'll get a job at a Chinese fortune cookie factory because these things just keep coming out of my head. Leo in Massachusetts, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What is on your mind?
Well, thank you for mentioning the South Pacific song, because that was one of the great songs of its time. And I think that's what made it so popular, because it was a real issue. But back to that guy who's talking about Nuri. Look.
Yes.
The whole media structure is owned by Zionist Jews. What's he expected to say? You know, if he whispered in his ear, I might believe it. But the guy said he wrote. Everything is public. You know? I mean, what do you expect him to write?
Well, I think, you know, we're all raised with this illusion of a media that serves as a watchdog on government abuse, and we understand that different people are always, in fact, promoting agendas through their influence in the media. It comes as a shock, though, when we come to recognize and understand that the entire media is under the control of a single point of view and a single agenda. And we've documented that if they don't own the media outright, they're perfectly willing to
bribe
reporters. Oh, yeah, I'm agreeing with you that our entire media is co-opted by Israel.
Nuri was being politic just to make sure that he didn't get his show canceled. Anyway,
of course.
That's a side issue. Are you familiar with the whole issue of the radical madrasas being funded by Israel and the United States?
Well, that would not surprise me that Israel is behind anybody that is going to make Islam and the Muslims look bad. We know that, Adam Gadon is really Adam Perlman.
I want to get a point in there. The behind it is the usury bank structure, which isn't a part of Islam, and that is the reason for the destruction of Islam. And are you familiar with the...
Before you go any further, I want to respond to that, because you're absolutely right. It used to be that Christians also banned usury of money.
Right.
And so when you talk about this clash of civilization that they keep using, when they talk about the Arab world, and they talk about the clash of civilization, it is a clash of banking systems. The Western-style private central bank model against the Islamic model. It's a war for banker profits, and I don't want my kids or my family or my friends dying in a war to impose a Federal Reserve-like system on countries that really have the smarts not to want one.
Well, I want to get back to the main issue when we're talking about the madrasas.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the article about the Masonic origins of the Muslim Brotherhood, where a certain segment of the Muslim Brotherhood are patsies to the Western Anglo-American Empire?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people in virtually every country that if you offer them enough money, they're willing to basically take the money and act in a way that serves a political agenda. And I don't think Muslims are any more or less susceptible to that kind of a situation, especially when you're dealing with a country that has been driven into hard poverty through decades of dictatorship. It's very easy to buy people for very little money to go out and commit atrocities, and you can fill their head full of all kinds of nonsense about, yes, you're Egypt's version of James Bond if you go out there and you bomb that Coptic church kind of thing. So I think one of the most damning, if you will, indicators of humanity is just how many people are willing to sell out their fellow citizens, for a little bit of silver. And we all demonize the legend of Judas Iscariot for selling out Jesus to the Romans for 30 pieces of silver, but you look around our society today, and 30 pieces of silver, that's sort of the going rate, and we see a lot of people selling each other out all the time. That's what politics is.
Yeah, but search engine Masonic origins of Muslim Brotherhood and Wahhabis, and you will find some very interesting stuff there that I'm sure the system doesn't want out, because there was a historical precedent to what is happening now. And until we understand that historical precedent, a lot of people will think that, it's crazy Arabs.
Well, I don't think they're going to think that now, because we understand the crazy Arabs are all working for Israel. And I don't think we need to go back in history looking for some kind of a Masonic or Illuminati linkage, because that takes us off the present. And virtually everything that we're seeing going on is rooted in present-day agendas of conquest and bank profits and, acquisition of wealth that doesn't really belong to certain individuals. We know that a lot of people, both good and bad, belong to the Masons, but that doesn't necessarily mean the Masons themselves are behind those agendas. And so I really don't want to get dragged off onto this idea of some great dark mystical conspiracy in the pages of history, because that's really going to pull focus away from the here and now. And focus on the here and now is really what this show is all about. So, Leo, we got to take a break here, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to be back after these commercials. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We got some news coming in. Apparently, Sarah Palin, otherwise known as Caribou Barbie, is shutting down her 2012 presidential campaign website. She's going to endorse Ron Paul. Good for her for doing that part of it. But I think what's going on here, this signals that the political establishment of the United States of America has come to accept that Barack Obama is going to be a one-term president. And the White House is now in play. See, I think the GOP, as long as the GOP thought that Obama was going to be reelected to his second term, which these days is almost a foregone conclusion, that they needed a candidate they could run against him in 2012, and they were going to run Sarah Palin, just because she's pretty to look at. Well, now that it looks like Obama is going to become one of the most unpopular presidents in history, especially if he attacks the Egyptian democracy movement on behalf of Israel, nobody wants Sarah Palin as president. I'm sorry. You know, look at the job she did as Alaska governor. And so she has been encouraged to basically say that the financial support will not be there, the GOP will not back you, and so she's closed her website, and possibly in a fit of pique, she's going to endorse Ron Paul. Now, I'm glad that Ron Paul is going to do another run. I will support him and encourage people to support him, and I will back him. But based on 2008, he will not be allowed into the main arena. We saw it. We saw the massive vote fraud during the primaries. We saw the media shut him out despite his record-setting grassroots support. They are terrified of him. He is not willing to go along with Israel or Agenda 21 or any of this other globalist nonsense, which is why he'd make a great president. And I'm going to rah-rah and cheer for him. But we all know the other side likes to play dirty. And just be aware of that as we head into that campaign season. We need to figure out, how do we prevent Ron Paul from being cheated again? All right, moving right along here. Now, over there in Israel, while we're all watching Egypt, Israel's figuring, okay, they're not looking, we can go do things. And apparently they bombed a medical supply warehouse in Gaza. All of these flotillas, these aid flotillas, that have succeeded in breaching the starvation blockade, have brought medical supplies in, desperately needed medical supplies. And they'll be brought across the border from Egypt into Gaza, and Israel just bombed the facility where they were being stored and distributed from. This is basically Israel's idea of fair play. Now, WikiLeaks came out just today with a revelation that Israel's real purpose in Gaza has nothing to do with security, but is intended to keep Gaza on the brink of economic collapse until they accept the inevitable, abandon their elected government, Hamas, and accept proxy rule through Israel's puppet, Fatah, which, because of the leaks that we got in Al Jazeera, we know that Abbas and Fatah are working for Israel, the same as Mohammed, Mubarak was down there in Egypt. Now, what's interesting is this stuff came out of WikiLeaks and said, huzzah, huzzah, a new leak, and he's trying to take credit for it, except that McClatchy News reported this last June, and nobody paid attention. This is another case of WikiLeaks stealing other people's news stories, claiming it for their own to try and build and bolster the reputation. They did it with ClimateGate. When WikiLeaks announced, oh, we have the ClimateGate emails, it was already old news out on the blogosphere. And it's just another indication. The guy's an opportunist. He's a fraud. He's all about self-aggrandizement. And worse, when he's not stealing other people's news releases and claiming them as his own, he's out there putting out this pro-war, pro-Israel propaganda to try and trick people into another war. Now, another big story that we have coming in is the collapse of the talks between North and South Korea. And they're trying to demonize North Korea. Oh, how could we were ready to talk, and they wouldn't go along with it. Well, what's going on is South Korea tried to play a trick that we see Israel doing all the time when they talk with the Palestinians, which is they demand, you agree to certain things before we talk. Then we'll talk and maybe see what we're going to give back in return. And that's an ongoing trick that we've seen from Israel many, many years. And what South Korea did was they made it a precondition for the talks that North Korea confess to the sinking of the Cheosan, which North Korea refused to do because there is no evidence North Korea was even involved. And the only evidence that was provided to support that accusation turned out to be fraudulent. And so South Korea said, before we can talk, you must admit you're the bad guy. And North Korea said, we're not going to admit the bad. We're not the bad guy here. We didn't sink your ship. You did shell our island. You did fire your ammunition into our territorial waters, and we told you not to do it. So it's off to a bad start. But again, when you're trying to hold talks and you start out saying, you must admit you're the bad guy first, that is a tactic designed to destroy the progress of the talks. So the talks were there just for pure media public consumption. They were never intended to be serious. Okay, we got a caller on the line, Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brother Michael, checking in there. How you doing there, big fellow?
I'm doing just fine. You're drinking way too much coffee.
Oh, you know, that's the problem. I laid off. No, I'm drinking chicory coffee from New Orleans. It kills the liver and takes the toxins out of your body.
Oh, that sounds good, but it's got you. If you're naturally this cranked up, man, then boy, oh boy,
well,
you can't modify.
Okay, hey. I'll tell you why I'm cranked up, brother. I have been shoveling snow for a week now in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We got buried, man. So much to global warming. Hey, Michael, I wanted to give you an update. So far, 14 banks have closed this year already.
Yes.
And I just wanted to know, I just turned you on because I've been a busy man this second hour. Did you post 10 reasons it has to become to find a job in America today? Did you catch that article? It's right on RBM.
No, I didn't. I'll take a look at it. What is it called again?
It says 10 reasons why it has become so soul crushing difficult to find a job in America today. And it's just unbelievable when you read it, because it says it takes 33 weeks to find a job in America.
Yeah.
And that goes back to what we were talking about in the past, Michael, is they attacked the auto industrial corporation, and then so many vendors were that, and I was affected by that. And they're just gutting the intern body out of America. So what it looks, you know, still looks all right on the outside of it a little bit, but they're attacking the inside organs. And pretty soon, like you said, brother, you're awake to this too. Amen.
The metaphor is very obvious. If you have a factory and the only people that are in there are all in that executive office area, how long do you think that factory is going to stay in business?
Yeah, well, it can't survive in America anymore because of the inflation tax and hyperinflation.
Well, the hyperinflation is all coming from Ben Bernanke trying to bail Wall Street out of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. I mean, I think future history is going to look back at this mortgage scam, and they're going to see it correctly as the biggest financial fraud since the South Seas bubble of 1721. And I think it will be seen as the root cause for the eventual collapse of the American economic system and the federal government. You know, we were brought down by Wall Street greed, and in a way, Abraham Lincoln was right. We were never going to fall to a foreign army. We were going to be destroyed from within by the greed of the bankers.
Right. You're exactly right. This guy is just I call him an evil puppet. And he just he talks smooth, but he's behind it too, where he just comes out. I don't know if you caught that article on 60 Minutes. Where ABC, I think, was interviewing him about this mess we're in. But I tell you what, anybody that's awake, and I'm talking, you know, not at nighttime, I'm not talking, Michael, can see right through this. And I believe in my heart, I'll finish with this, Michael. I think that they're going to, this spring, come out with a G3. And I wouldn't be surprised by this fall, they will come out with a QE4. And that's when it's going to go kaboom.
Well,
I'd like
you
to comment on that.
No, I think you're absolutely right, because right now QE2 existed solely to keep the stock market propped up so that the Wall Street people could still be making their money, even though it's just being created out of thin air. It's sort of the money laundering distribution operation going out there. And Bernanke admitted QE2 existed to keep the stock market propped up, and it's starting to fail. The stock market is starting to turn down again. And they're going to have to come out with QE3 and QE4, and they're having that fist fight over in Congress over raising the debt ceiling. But you do not get out of debt by borrowing more. You've either got to make a product for sale, or you got to grow something. You got to have something other people wish to buy, and the United States has run out. I have this article. It's been around the net for many, many years, called Our Nation is in Deep Doo-Doo, and it starts out with an analogy about somebody who inherits a farm. And they're clueless about farming, but they just stand around looking important because they own a farm. And then as the bills come in, they put them on a credit card. And as those bills come in, they put them on another credit card. And when the credit card companies start calling, and they say, oh, okay, I'll sell the tractor. And they pay off the bills, and they think everything's fine. Then they sell off the livestock. Then they sell off the combine. Then they, you know, sell off the topsoil and the water rights. And they still think everything is fine because they're standing in front of a farm, but we all know that the farm is doomed. And that is a good model of what is happening in the United States of America. Starting at the end of World War II, when Harvard Business School invented the MBA in scientific business management, we created a generation of corporate management with no respect of manufacturing and growing products. They were completely disconnected from productivity. And it just became, you know, I'm playing with the numbers to maximize profits. And they became the CEOs of our current corporations. Started thinking, you know, maximize the profits and who cares about anybody else. And our nation has been gutted of its productivity. We are not the agricultural giant that we used to be. We're not the manufacturing power that we used to be. We're not even the champions of high tech anymore. We've lost that lead to other countries. And much of America's prominence in the world right now is as much a fiction as the unemployment numbers, and the rest of the world is beginning to realize it. And that's why we're seeing more and more countries defy the United States in order to recognize Palestine. It's like the fall of the Roman Empire, when the provinces began to realize that Rome's might was all a fraud and a charade. They began to break away, and that triggered the final collapse of Rome. And I think we're at that stage here in the United States of America. Right? The crash of the U.S. government is inevitable. It is only a matter of time until that happens. All right, turning over to Europe right now, one of the other countries devastated by buying into Wall Street's fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, of course, is Ireland. The Irish banks are in serious trouble. And they're beginning to say, you know, we should do what Iceland did, you know, to heck with the bankers and the bondholders. And we're not going to destroy the lives of the Irish people just to make a bunch of bankers, most of them foreign, you know, happy. And this is set up for a huge, huge fight because this Fine Gael, I'm probably mispronouncing that, but he's expected to win the special election later this month. And he's basically saying that, you know, banks will be allowed, in fact, they'll be ordered to default on debts they owe to creditors, including Goldman Sachs, in order that the Irish people not be driven into poverty and starvation and hardship to pay for all of this gambling that was done on the mortgage-backed securities. So immediately that prompted a result by the European Central Bank chief Jean-Claude Trichet. And remember, the European Central Bank is their version of the Federal Reserve. All money in circulation is loaned by the private central bank at interest. And even though they just print the money up, they're insisting that money be paid back in full value plus interest by everybody. And this is setting up to be a fight between the European Union and Ireland. And maybe Ireland will just simply say, we don't need the European Union anymore. I think that would be a really good idea. I think this whole idea of globalism coupled with a private central bank model was doomed from the start because, you know, like I said, with a private central bank, inevitably the debt is always going to exceed available money, and it must crash when you run out of a new population of borrowers, which when you have the entire globe under one system, yeah, that happens on a pretty regular basis. So as a system, it was, you know, it's absolutely doomed to fail for the people. It's going to be great for the bankers. All the money in the world will be flowing into their pockets, and everybody else will be starving. I guess they think that's the way God intended life to be. Now, meanwhile, the Internal Revenue Service has announced a new program called the Offshore Voluntary Disclosure Initiative version 2.0. Basically, it is a repeat of a previous program, which didn't work, where very rich people who have hidden a bunch of their money overseas are allowed to report the money and pay the correct taxes on it without fear of penalties or interest. Well, what the IRS has just done is admitted they can't find where the money went. They've just admitted we have no idea where the ultra-rich people have stashed their loot, and we hope they'll be honorable in reporting it. Well, most of them got rich by being less than honorable, like Bernie Madoff with the loot. And hiding money to evade taxes is a big part of becoming part of the world's super rich elite and being able to afford one of those new German super yachts with champagne showers. Meanwhile, proving that intelligence is not necessarily a prerequisite of office in the White House, Barack Obama wants to double state unemployment taxes across the country to try and deal with the shortfall in unemployment benefits. Remember, they just said, oh, unemployment's getting better, but we need to raise more money for unemployment benefits. That contradiction alone tells you somebody's lying somewhere. But also, again, it sounds good in the news and government meetings, but they're not thinking it all the way through, because most businesses, in order to meet the higher taxation requirements, are going to let people go, which is going to exacerbate the problem of unemployment. You cannot tax yourself out of this mess. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the last segment of today's show.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened?
Okay.
With your host, Mike Rivero.
Visit us online at WhatReallyHappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. We're just coming down to the end of the program, and there's so much going on. I'm already getting emails about Sarah Palin and Ron Paul and all this other nonsense, and it really is a very crazy time, there's no question. And one of the problems that we're all dealing with, of course, is that we are no longer really a moral nation. We may by and large claim to be religious, and a lot of people like to claim that morality comes from religion, but that's not true. Under the name of religion, some of history's most immoral acts have been carried out. If you want a moral nation, you must have moral leadership, because all hierarchical structures will inherit, mimic, if you will, the morality of those at the top. If you have honorable people as president of your corporation or president of your nation, over time, the entire structure will become more honorable. If you have an endless series of corrupted, deceptive charlatans as the leaders of your company or the leaders of your country, over time, the entire population will become that way. We know that lying is considered an accepted part of political life in the United States of America. You can even get paid to be a liar. That's what public relations is. That's what spin doctoring is lying to the people for money. And as we get into these difficult times of the government trying to tell you that Iran is the enemy and Iran is dangerous and Iran is a threat to world peace, when Iran is the only country not invading its neighbors, you begin to understand the scale and scope of the deception that's out there. And so you need to be skeptical. And of course, that's always been the mission of WhatReallyHappened.com and this radio show. Because a skeptical people are a free people, because they cannot be fooled and brainwashed into certain courses of action. You must be critical. You must be analytical. You must be your own best judge of whether information that you are given makes any sense at all whatsoever. Because the people who are paid to lie, it's just a paycheck. They don't care if it makes sense or not. Like we saw over the last couple of weeks with this repeated headline all over the place, how 2010 was the hottest year on record, even as the third crushing hard freeze winter in a row settled in among us all. Lying to the people is a growth business in the United States of America. It may be the only one that's left. And so as you go out there, your biggest task, your duty, if you will, is to not only decide for yourself what makes sense, but when you know somebody is lying, whether it's on TV or the newspapers or the radio or in your local pub, you have to have the courage to stand up and say, I don't think what you're saying makes sense. Don't get personal, don't hurl insults, don't start fights, but just say, it doesn't make sense. And then say why it doesn't make sense. View it as educating the other person rather than challenging them. All right, we got to call it quits for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, watch out for the icy cold roads, stay warm, and Aloha America.